Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I had to be with you again. I hope and pray the Lord will speak to your heart today. I know He's speaking to hearts. I know He's dealing with men and women, boys and girls. I know that the gospel is needed. And when it goes forth, the Bible said if He sends it forth, it won't come back void. It accomplished what it sent out to do. And I'm glad to know the Lord is speaking to lost souls, to sinners that's not saved. He's speaking to them. He's calling them. He's dealing with them. And thank God our labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm looking forward to revival. I'm looking forward to people being saved. And I know He's saving souls. And all over the world, He's saving souls. I tell you, there's very few getting saved because there's very few want to come. And I mean, really see themselves and really repent of their sins and confess their sins to God to be saved. They want to be justified by their own works. What they can do, join the church or being baptized in the water, trying to do good, trying to do good works and give to the church and give their monies and try a lot of different things to get to heaven. But you cannot work your way to heaven. There's only one way to heaven, and that's Jesus. He's that door that leads unto heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Him. You may try to work your way to heaven, but you won't make it because no man's ever been justified by the works of the law or trying to do good. I tell you, there's no one ever be justified, that there's no man justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's how you are justified, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and you confess your sins to Him. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and a mouth confessions made unto salvation. That's how you get to heaven. It's nothing you can do on your own accord. You were born in sin and shame and iniquity in your mother's womb. You went forth speaking lies. I tell you, you was born a sinner. We all were born sinners. Only one that wasn't born as a sinner, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born a holy birth. Now in the beginning when God made man, He created man, He created Adam, and then He put Adam to sleep, no doubt, and He took a rib out of him, and He made the woman. He made the man and the woman in the beginning. And then He told them to go and multiply, and they began to have children. Then they were born into this world. But man, after Adam and Eve fell to sin, man was born in this world as a sinner, because death came upon all mankind. All mankind. And that's what sin will do. That's what transgressing God's law. God had a law. God told him, you're not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the very instant you do, you shall die. And there's also out of the garden there, and there they were. But yet God had mercy upon them. God had a plan. God had a covering. God had one that would, the lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish, that would cover their sin. They tried to cover their sins by no doubt sewing fig leaves together. When they realized that they were naked, they realized they was a sinner. They realized they'd done wrong once they fell to sin, and they began to hide themselves from God. And God said, "Where art thou, Adam?" And he said, "We hid ourselves." He said, "Because we're naked." He said, "Who told you that you was naked?" And so therefore they understood then, once they had the knowledge of good and evil, then no doubt they fell to sin. They transgressed God's law, and God have mercy upon them. But yet God said they would have to be saved, and God prepared a lamb without spot and a lamb without blemish to take their place and to cover them. It had to be a sacrifice made. And then from the beginning, God told Adam, and God began to teach them what God had required of a sacrifice, and pointing to the coming day of the great sacrifice of the Son of God. Pointing to Him, because at that time they did that looking to this to come. And He did come, and He did die, and He did shed His blood, and He was the Lamb without spot, without blemish. He was sinless. He was perfect. And I tell you, He came from the Heavenly Father, the seed. The God placed the seed in a womb of a virgin. He was made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. We were cursed because we were under this law. No man could be justified by that law because no man could keep that law. No one could keep the whole law and be justified. There's only one that did that, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we are not capable of doing that. We were born in sin and shame and iniquity. So therefore, if we get to heaven, it's because Jesus took our place. It's because we trusted that. We believed that. And we believe on Him. And when we confess our sins to Him and pour out our heart and accept Him as our Lord and Savior, then we are justified. Then we are washed in the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice that He made. He offered Himself a sacrifice unto God. The Bible said that Jesus said the Father had, prepared me a body that I would become that sacrifice. And He become the living sacrifice for mankind. He died for the sin of the entire world, that all the world might be saved. Now all the world's not going to be saved. All's not going to believe, and all's not going to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to reject Him like they did when He was here on earth. I mean, a man that was sinless, a man that did many mighty things and miracles and healing of the sick and the lame and the blind and so forth. Those that were demon possessed and those that had devils and all these different types of things. He did miraculous things, and He did the will of His Father, but yet they rejected Him and called Him a devil, a gluttonous man. They taught Him all different kind of things. And so the world's not going to receive Him. There's only going to be a few, the Bible said, compared to the multitudes that go to hell. The Bible said that the strait is the gate, narrow's the way that leads unto life, and very few to find it, but broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. The broad way is on its way to a burning hell, and that's, they go in the way of the world, whatever seems good, what feels right, they just follow that type of way, and yet they never come to really see themselves as, when they do hear the word of God, they don't humble themselves and really listen and really pay attention and begin to cry out to God. They begin to run the opposite direction. My friend, today, if you get to heaven, you got to run to Jesus. You got to come to Him. Or you can't run from Him and get to heaven. He's the only door that leads to heaven. There's no other way to get into heaven but through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may try to come through someone else or some other God or someone that calls himself some type of God, but you will not get to heaven outside of our Lord Jesus Christ. He paid an awful price. He died an awful death for that sin of the world. And therefore, my friend, today, if you'll trust Him today, if you'll come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He will forgive you of your sin. He'll wash you clean in His precious blood. And I'll tell you something, your name will be in the roll, and your name will be set in heaven. And you will, I tell you, be saved, and you'll be eternally saved, because that's all that He gives is eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. The Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. We that are saved, we didn't get saved by keeping of the law. We got saved by grace through faith. That's how we got saved, by faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in God, just like Abraham was justified by his belief. It was by his faith. It wasn't by the works. The Bible said if it had been works, then he could have gloried in that. But he could not glory in that because it was imputed unto him for righteousness because he believed God. And that's how he got justified, by faith believing. And that's how you'll get to heaven, is faith believing. You got to believe on him with all your heart. You got to be sorry that you sinned against him. You got to repent. In other words, repentance is turning away from sin. Be willing to turn from it. Be willing to forsake the things of the world and everything in it and everything you want to do and everything you got planned out. Just let it all go and trust the Lord as your Savior. And I promise you, He will bless you, and He'll give you what you need, and He will everything will be set in order as you follow Him. You don't need those things. If God don't want you to have it, you don't need it. And I tell you, all it's going to do is bog you down. But I tell you, if you be willing to forsake it all, be willing to forsake everything, I tell you, you will obtain the pearl of great price, just like the man that went and found a treasure in the field. And when he found this treasure, he went and sold everything he had that he might purchase this field. He just gave it all up that he might go and just buy this one field that had this great treasure. And that's what it's talking about, is the salvation of your soul. You got to be willing to give it all up that you might obtain the best gift of all mankind, the gift of eternal life. And I tell you today, if you'll come to Him, it's more than that. The Bible said it's good to live by and it's good to die by. Thank God being a Christian is a wonderful life to live. I tell you, I don't apologize for it. I don't grumble and complain. I love it. I love it. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad He saved my soul and made me and gave me eternal life and made me brand new on the inside. It's been wonderful. And I tell you, one day when I die, I know where I'm going. I know I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord because He justified me. He justified me. He cleansed me, washed me in His blood, and then He sealed me with His Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. And there's nothing that can break that seal, no matter what it is. No man, no principality, no power, no things present, nor things to come, nor any other creature. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I give my sheep eternal life, and they'll never perish. And is any man able to pluck them out of my hand? All that the Father given unto me, I've lost none, save one, the son of perdition. He never was saved. He was of the devil. He was of the wicked one. He wasn't of God, but He didn't lose not a one. And He won't lose one now, because when He puts the seal upon you, His Holy Spirit seals you. You are sealed unto that day, until He comes back and gets His church out of here. And I tell you, what I'm preaching today is wonderful. What I'm preaching today is true. It is so, thank God, today. And I tell you, if you read the Word of God and you study the Word of God, you'll realize so that God only gives eternal life. He don't give no 30, 60, 90-day plans. I tell you, He don't put us on probation. When He saves us, He saves us. And we are complete. We belong to Him. And thank God for that today. But the Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ. He said that we might be justified by faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You won't be justified by the works of the law, but you only be justified by the grace of God. That's the only way. I tell you, you're going to be justified by faith. It's by faith are you saved. It's by grace are you saved. Ephesians 2 talks about that. It's by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. And it's the gift of God. And the Bible says for us to stand fast in the liberty where we've been made free. We that are saved, we are made free. I tell you, we are of the free woman, not of the bond woman. We're not under bondage. We're not to be entangled again under the yoke of bondage and the things and of the world. I tell you, the law cannot justify you today. And today I stand whole today by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I believe the law. I believe we ought to try to keep the law. I believe we should do what the law says do and obey and not to commit those such things. But I'm justified by faith. But today, if you're not saved, my prayer to God is that you come to Him and with an open heart, a broken heart, and come to Him and call on Him and talk to Him just like you would to your best friend or to your mother or to your grandmother or someone that you're close to. Just come and talk to Him and pour out your heart to Him. Your heart don't have to say anything, I mean out loud, but it comes from Him within. If you'll really pray like that, seek His face today, He will save you today. And you can be a brand new creature in Christ. You can be a brand new person today if you'll trust Him and believe this gospel that was preached unto you today. But God bless you. I see my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.